One of the problems in our country today, and I've said this about some of my conservative friends, but I've also said it about some of my progressive friends, we talk past each other, we don't listen to each other. Right. So hopefully you will listen to what I have to say here, because believe me, I'm hearing from people, and I've talked to many people who share your point of view on this particular topic. So my point of view is that we need to fix and repair what's not working, keep what is working. There are a couple of things that
there is a lot that's working here.
There are some principles that are contained within the ACA that I support. Namely, for instance, the pre-existing conditions.
After 18 months.
We already had a law in New York, for instance, when I was in the legislature years ago, I voted for that. The ACA nationalized that law. There are other provisions about kids on their parents' health plans up until they're 26. I think there's strong support for that.
What about free contraceptives?
Women's health care.
There is also a consensus, and I just had a hearing this week in the Budget Committee, which I'm privileged now to serve on. My very first hearing, I sat there for 3 hours.
Let him finish.
I got my chance to ask the question. And we had conservative and liberal experts sitting before us. And what was remarkable, if you sat there for 3 hours and listened to them, the remarkable degree of consensus as to some of the regulatory and statutory fixes that have to take place. And I think if we can work together across the aisle, we can come up with things that will fix what is the problem. Now, the biggest part...
You will find
small business people and people that are, especially who are running employer-based health plans, who will tell you that their premiums have skyrocketed.
So
one of the fundamental things
the Republicans didn't pay the bills.
One of the fundamental things in our health system today is that if you have employer-provided health care, it is not taxable to the individual. However, if you are someone who doesn't receive employer-provided health care, or if you're a sole proprietor, or someone who's in the individual market, you have to pay for health care after-tax dollars. That is an inequity that I would like to fix.
How do I feel about a Muslim ban? And I said, back in the campaign, I don't support that.
We're here on all issues. We're here because we're all here because we stand in solidarity.
So, for instance, I have taken a public position. I actually did during the campaign. It actually didn't get covered very much, but I did not support. I do not support, and I won't vote for a defunding of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I said. What I said in Philadelphia was basically this is not the vehicle where you should not put the Planned Parenthood piece in this bill.
Because we're the enemy, right? Is that what's
come on?
If you want to put it in another bill, I'm happy to vote against what you put
in
another bill.
What I'm trying to say to you, and
I clarified this with WAMC, you can see it on their website. I clarified it that this is simply not the vehicle that you should be dealing with this. If you want to deal with it somewhere else, I'll be voting against that.
That's what you said.
I said I don't have a problem if you want to bring it up somewhere else. No.
You're lying. You did not. You're lying.
I'm telling you that's what my position is.
Are you going to stand up against our president? Are you going to stand up to him? No, that's what we
want. So,
get an answer.
You are a doctor. I am not. You are a doctor.
We have several doctors here.
Let me just tell you that just like it was when I ran and I was asked the question about the two presidential candidates, I said regardless of who gets elected, I'll support them if I agree with them, and if I don't, I won't.
Good.
And so that's where
my
agreement
comes from.
I don't agree with a Muslim ban.
This
gentleman wants to ask.
So, Representative Faso, you said that you were concerned that the rates have gone up on Obamacare. You were in the state legislature in 2010. When the state let me finish my question.
I left in 2002.
Okay, I'm sorry. So
I tried to run for governor and lost that election.
In 2010, the New York State Legislature established rate regulation of health insurance rates, as I'm sure you know.
Yes.
They were deregulated under Pataki. Did you support, and will you, and in addition to that, the Republican conference, your party, the Republicans, every year, and they proposed in their budget program to deregulate, to remove the 2010 reinstitution of rate regulation in New York State. They propose it every year in their budget. So will you urge your Republican colleagues and Mr. Flanagan to stop proposing deregulation of health insurance rates if you're concerned about high rates under Obamacare? Yes or no? Have you looked at that?
I have looked at that, and no, I don't agree with your position. Because it's more complicated.
It sounds like you're being inconsistent
No, it's more complicated than what your question represents. And it has to do with a question whether or not insurers are able to recoup enough to pay for claims and benefits, etc. There's such a thing called medical loss ratio.
I understand medical loss ratio
is 85%. And the medical loss ratio means that all 85% of all the premium dollar has to be paid in benefits.
Completely familiar with it. I help.
And we're getting a little in the weeds here.
We need some money for the wall,
the fact is that the premiums that an insurer will charge are regulated. The question is whether or not they should have been subject to further regulation from the Department of Financial Services. And I think history has shown, based upon some of the rates that DFS approved, and mind you, this is a state-level issue we're talking about, but history has shown that approach hasn't worked. It hasn't worked.
Medicare for all.
We are getting the
Hang on, guys.
I have a question real quickly. If you're concerned about high health insurance rates,
there are some other ways.
I have a question up here.
The lady has asked me the question about the certain Iraqis
who previously had visas, who were separated or stopped at the airport.
And who helped out.
And I don't agree with...
They previously had visas for a reason. No, I don't agree with the policy.
Are you saying anything?
Speak up!
I have a question.
Stand up! Quiet!
I have to assess it. I don't know what I will do, but I have to look at it, understand the totality of what the proposal is and what the order was.
Is there a problem?
Well, I'm not going to characterize it today, but I will say that when I go back to Washington on Monday, this is something that I'm going to look into because I want to get more facts before I speak.
Use your horn!
I have to tell you this, I don't agree.
Use your horn! Okay, I have a question for you.
How about...
I have a question right here.
Very simple. Does it make sense to repeal ACA before you have another stand? Why throw out the whole work?
Secondary release his schedule so we know where he's going to be so we can have meetings.
Reasonably speaking, there are some problems with it. Why not keep it and work on those individual problems?
Why not?
The lady is asking me a question about why don't you have the full replacement before there's a repeal, and actually my view is that what we should do is that we should fix what doesn't work and keep what does before we do anything else.
No repeal?
And you guys fix it. Call it what you like, but you work on fixing it.
And not repeal.
Wait a second. The saxophone guy has two questions.
Okay, two quick things. One, on Vox Pop the other day, you mentioned, someone mentioned to you that
I'm glad someone listened to me.
600 The ACA provides us with $600 million.
State of New York.
To the state of New York. And our district is supposed to get about $6 million of that. And we are asking what you are planning to do when you repeal the ACA to come up with that $6 million. You said that the taxpayers are going to have to absorb that cost. What do you mean by that? Is that like a tax and spend Republican kind of thing?
So I detect a little cynicism in that question. But let me just, I think I'm better without this. What I was alluding to was New York has a special problem with the ACA because we have such a large Medicaid expansion. So we are meeting already with my colleagues on how we deal with this. We're talking to the state, and there are various proposals on Medicaid. The question is, there are about 20 states that expanded, or about 25 states that expanded, and about the rest of them didn't. So the states that expanded, we need to try to hold harmless those states in terms of their Medicaid allocation, while figuring out what do we do about the states that didn't expand, because they will rightly say, oh, wait a second, we didn't expand, now the states that expanded, they're going to get a benefit, and we don't.
That's
so
it. That's
right.
That's
right.
That's
right.
That's
right.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's
right.
That's
right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's post your schedule because new
yes!
people have
yeah.
Yes!
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Post your schedule. Post your schedule. Post your schedule.
I will certainly take that under consideration. Here's my answer to that. We are so intensely in Washington.
But you need to hear what your constituents want. And if you're in Washington, you need to hear what your constituents want so you can take that information.
I am, believe me, I'm hearing all the time. Coming up with a system whereby I can reasonably post public meetings where I'm going to be at. And I've been there 3 weeks, and I haven't really dealt with this question yet, but I'm going to.
You've had 2 months.
Okay. That means no.
No, I'm there 3 weeks.
You have no idea.
It's got to be better than this.
What HR 7 meets under statutory law, the existing Hyde Amendment, which is an appropriation, but it also said, and it's been law for 40 years. I said in the campaign that I supported the Hyde Amendment, and that's been consistently my position. What the legislation also did, it said if you get a subsidy, a taxpayer-paid subsidy, that portion of the subsidy can't be used to pay for abortion, but you could always add to that if you wanted in your own plan. So it's consistent with my position. I said this in the campaign. I've said it the entire time I ran. It is very consistent with my position. So that's why I voted.
Position. That's the point. No Hyde Amendment.
Get rid of
that.
They cannot offer a plan that covers abortion, which means
they can offer a rider.
They can offer HR 7 insurance companies to participate in the ACA.
They can offer They can offer a rider to provide that.
But will
and,
they?
Well, yes, I can't tell you whether they will or not.
And you voted yes.
Absolutely, and that's my position.
Our bodies, our choice.
Women have a right to choose.
Ma'am, I said when I ran that I supported the Hyde Amendment. And that's why I voted for that.
But
that
you're
position.
Strengthening the Hyde Amendment. You're not just supporting it, you're strengthening it.
It's consistent with what I said during the election and
we
what I
oppose it.
I understand
it. We want men to control our bodies. Our bodies are choice.
You work for us. You work for us.
You work for us.
You work for us.
You work for us.
You work for us.
I have a question. First of all, I would like to say I respect the fact that you're standing there talking
yes.
to us.
Yes.
It takes courage to confront your position. You're also pissed off.
So a town hall might be easier.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go.
Town halls. Hot chocolate next
right
time.
To protest your right to redress your grievances.
We need more than just the right to protest.
We need town halls.
I totally believe in it.
You can't
second
ignore
part.
It.
Second part.
Second
okay,
part.
Here comes the kicker.
No, it's
right.
Not bad.
All right.
I'm frightened.
Yes. Terrified.
I've lived in New York. First, New York City for 34 years, and now I've lived up here in Columbia County for 2 years. I've never seen anything in Washington like what I'm seeing now, and he scares the crap out of
everyone.
There are a lot of gay guards that have been paid off.
And the enablers around him, the Steve Bannon.
He scares you too, you know it.
We're frightened about what's going to happen to our country. And we depend on the legislative branch to be the check and balance. on that.
Yes.
Be a leader.
That's a very good question. I hear it from people all over, and all I can tell you is that I'm going to fight very hard to uphold our Constitution, to uphold our Bill of Rights, to uphold the rights of people who might be here legally, and they're stopped at an airport. I'm going to uphold the rights of people to protest, uphold the rights of people to say their piece, and I'm going to vote in the Congress to make sure that any president, whether it was Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, is kept within the confines of what the law and the Constitution say.
He's already breaking the law. What about these executive memorandums? Do something now!
Divest! 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 Divest!
What's the question?
Are you going to vote for
on your website?
On
your
website. You're going to pay for the law. If you're on the budget committee, would you be willing to pay for the law?
The barrier between the U.S. and Mexico was authorized in 2006, and it's a matter of appropriation. And I want to look at whether there's some areas where the topography doesn't lend itself to this barrier. So we have to be smart about using technology, whether it's advanced.
What are you even saying? What are you saying?
Waste of money.
And waste of money.
Just tell us you're opposing.
Politics.
Negative symbol.
Yes, Berlin.
I don't know exactly where we should have a physical barrier, where we don't, and what the cost
is. How does that make sense for our government's budget? Period.
Can you get a picture of somebody? It says national security, and we have.
That's Khomeini.
Okay, but you have this under national security.
That's on my campaign website.
I know, exactly.
This needs to be taken off.
No.
Okay. You don't think that is. I, as a Jew, am offended by this.
Well, let me tell you.
I, as a Jew, am offended by this.
I'm not offended by that.
I am.
Listen to people.
This is scare tactics. Scare tactics.
The Constitution.
This is offensive. People are dying there. I am from Afghanistan.
This is offensive to Muslims.
No, I think that
it is. John, this is totally offensive.
One of the
things, listen to her.
One of the things that dishonored the United States was when we abandoned the people that fought with us in Laos and in Vietnam, and it was really a disgrace.
We shouldn't have been in there.
Well, regardless, it was a disgrace that we abandoned many of those people.
Yes, it
and
was.
There are many people, and I've talked to many. In fact, I have colleagues who fought in Afghanistan, who fought in Iraq, who one colleague who lost both his legs, like a new freshman congressman from Florida in Afghanistan. And we rely upon many people in both Iraq and Afghanistan who supported and helped the United States cause and helped to defend against the Taliban and against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Chris Gibson will tell you that ISIS is really Al-Qaeda in Anbar province. So
George Bush created it.
We should not abandon people that support us.
What are you talking about?
Trump is saying ban Muslims, not the people.
That is not what I'm. That is not what I'm saying.
Well, then fight for what you believe. Yeah, keep spinning. Watch out for that ice.
Looked at that again. I haven't looked at that in many months.
This is today.
I will take a look. You have my assurance. I'll take a look.
How
will you keep reading?
What about the law?
This is all just giving nonsense.
Hang on.